This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Time is running out. New Hampshire voters go to the polls Tuesday for the country's first presidential primary, and the five Republican candidates have busy weekends planned with stops all around the Granite State. WBUR's political reporter Fred Tice has been trailing several of the candidates and joins us now by phone from New Hampshire. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Sasha.
Fred, the past few days, of course, have been very busy for each of the candidates: Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, John Huntsman, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul. Romney was briefly in South Carolina, but you are now on your way to Romney's only New Hampshire campaign stop for today. Can we expect these frenzied campaign schedules to continue all weekend?
We can. Romney will be here for the rest of the weekend, and so will most of the other candidates. Surprisingly, after the debate tomorrow night, Rick Santorum is going to South Carolina on Sunday. I say surprisingly because Romney can be expected to do more than one state at a time. He's got this huge national organization, and of course he's trying to demonstrate that he's got this national campaign. Santorum really needs to be working on New Hampshire, or at least so I thought. And so I just left an incredible event with him just a few moments ago out in a parking lot with Santorum, where it was really reminiscent of the final weekend of the Scott Brown campaign, where they were supposed to have this meeting inside a restaurant, and there were so many people that they decided to hold the meeting out in the parking lot.
Mm.
And Santorum himself actually said there was little Fellini. It was like in a Fellini movie, just because of the funny surroundings and the fact that Occupy Boston people were also in the crowd holding up their placards. But the thing with Santorum is you would think that he'd want to stay here in New Hampshire. I didn't get a chance to ask him why he's going to South Carolina when his poll numbers seem to be going up so much here in New Hampshire, because I had to leave to go to the Romney event.
And Romney, of course, is the front runner. To what extent has tearing down Romney been the focus of the other four candidates?
Well, to some extent, of course, Newt Gingrich has taken aim at Romney more than anyone else. Huntsman has tried to say that this should not be a coronation. He hasn't really taken Romney head on much. And then Ron Paul doesn't really take on Mitt Romney either. And Rick Santorum really focuses pretty much on President Obama. I mean, he made a joke about the fact that people expect Romney to be the front runner, but really reserves his remarks for President Obama.
So, Fred, since there are only a few days left, does it seem that the tactic of the candidates is to win over undecided voters or to persuade voters to defect from candidates they've already chosen?
I think it's both, Sasha. What we're seeing in the Suffolk University tracking poll, for example, is that Santorum is just surging, and he's drawing votes from both the undecided column, so people are making up their minds to vote for him, and for Newt Gingrich. And Ron Paul and Mitt Romney are losing some votes to Santorum and Newt Gingrich.
That's WBUR political reporter Fred Tice, who we will be hearing from all weekend. Fred, thank you.
Pleasure to do it, Sasha.